मोक्ष से कर्म बंधन है संन्यास योग युक्तात्मा युक्तो मां पश्यसि। शुभा शुभ फल एवं शुभ न शुभ द ऑस्पिशियस एंड इनऑस्पिशियस द गुड एंड द बैड फल फ्रूट मोक्ष से इन दिस वे वन बिकम्स लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम karma bandhanai, the bondage of karma which brings good and bad fruits upon us, one becomes liberated from that. Sannyasa yoga yukta atma. In this way, engaged in sannyasa yoga. Sannyasa yoga is not exactly one of the types of yoga like karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga. It refers to that yoga which involves acting in the mode of sannyas. And this is actually bhakti yoga, because Krishna had mentioned in the previous one, verse tatkurushva madarpanam, offer that to me. Although this may not be kevala bhakti, Krishna is saying that it is still an act of renunciation to offer the fruits to Krishna. And in that way, vimukto mam upaishyasi. Vimukto, become liberated. And not just ordinary liberation, vimukto. Mukti often connotes the idea of impersonal liberation and merging into the absolute. Vimukto refers to a special liberation, vishesha rupena mukti. And what is that vishesha mukti? Mam upaishyasi. This is attainment of Krishna, who is transcendental to transcendence. Normally transcendence refers to the all-pervading Brahman effulgence, and Krishna is beyond the Brahman effulgence also. So essentially Krishna is assuring here that even if one starts from the level of yat karoshi yat ashnasi, yat juhosi vidasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, yat kurushva madarpanam, even if one starts from that level, still one can come to the level of attaining Krishna. That is the speciality of bhakti. It reaches down to wherever we are and lifts us up. This point will be illustrated further when the reach of bhakti will be demonstrated in its capacity to elevate not only people who are doing, who are practicing at levels at lower levels of bhakti, but people who are even practicing adharma, even they can be elevated. That will be talked about later. The relevant point here is Arjuna had been feeling that, as he expressed in the first chapter, that by fighting there will be inauspiciousness on everyone, and therefore he had been reluctant to fight. But Krishna tells Arjuna that, Arjuna, you will not be contaminated or bound by any reactions, good or bad, because you are working in a mood of sacrifice. Because you are working in a mood of service. madarpanam. So here the whole mood of the verse is that Krishna is our greatest well-wisher. And he is ready to elevate us from wherever we are. Materially, even if we are capable of offering only patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, he is ready to accept it. If it is done with devotion. If we are not even capable of offering devotion, with devotion, then whatever devotional inclination we have, even if it is an afterthought, he accepts that and he says that even by such connection with him, we'll be more closer to him. And eventually, we will attain him. Shubha shubha phalai evam evam, in this way. Mokshise karma bandhanai. Arjuna had said, papa meva shrey dasma. Hatvaitanata taina dasma naravayam hantum. So he had said, that he is hesitant to fight because that will bring the sinful reaction of killing one's relatives. But Krishna is responding here saying that actually if you work in a mood of offering to me, then there will be no reaction, whether good or bad. You will be, by working for me, far from getting entangled, you will actually become disentangled. And over time, you will attain the supreme liberation of attaining me. So, the same result, which is the supreme perfection of life, which Krishna had said in 4.9, that is the purpose of his descent, Janma Karma Chime Divyam. Evam yo veti tattvataha taktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. That those who understand his divine appearance and activities in truth, they don't come back to this world, they attain his abode. And that same attainment Krishna is saying, that we can get if we just learn to offer our work to him. So thus, Krishna is so accommodating that he is offering us the highest perfection of life through the simple yet sublime path of devotion.